In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Remember back to junior high, or perhaps even high school. There was always that group, the cool kids. Some of you here might have even been part of the cool kids. I wasn't, and probably most people here weren't. And to tell you the truth, it really didn't bother me much. But there are people it bothers a lot. They want to be part of the cool kids. And these are the people who will adjust their behavior to go along with that of the cool kids. The cool kids dress a certain way, they'll dress that way. The cool kids will do certain things, they'll do certain things. Listen to music, you know, you gotta do what the cool kids do. And they'll have the same opinions as the cool kids. It's part of being an adolescent. The unfortunate thing is that for many people, it doesn't stop with adolescence. They will adjust their opinions and their behavior to fit that of the group throughout their entire lives. Which, you know, if you're part of a good group, may not necessarily be a bad thing. You know, as we know, our friends can either lift us up or drag us down. But if you want to fit into society, eventually that is going to cause a conflict with your faith. Because guess what today? Christians aren't the cool kids anymore, as if we really ever were. And the Catholics certainly aren't the cool kids. Didn't we just see in the news this week about how a certain presidential candidate's inner circle was discussing how they could set up groups to cause a revolution within the Catholic Church? And what did they want? A Catholic Church that's more like the way that they believe things should be. They want one that's okay with homosexual behavior. They want one that's okay with abortion. They want one which approves their statist policies. Well, guess what? The world should change, convert to be more like the church, not the other way around. Unfortunately, some people got a misimpression from a misinterpretation of the Second Vatican Council that what we're supposed to do is to alter ourselves to be more like the world. When really what the council was saying was that we need to speak more effectively to the world so that the world may convert. You may find yourself in an occasion, you know, maybe you're out with your friends and they start trashing Jesus, trashing the church. And you're going to have, you know, there are people who are tempted to, well, I'll just stay quiet and not go along with it. Or maybe I'll just make a little comment here or there and they'll think I'm part of them. Or perhaps you'll say, well, you know, I'm going to say it too because I want to be part of the crowd. Or perhaps you do it at your job. You downplay your faith and the teachings of the faith so that you can get a promotion. Or maybe it's so you can be part of the in crowd at school. It constantly amazes me here in Utah how many people will change their faith in order to be socially accepted, in order to get married, in order to be promoted at work. My personal opinion is that it's going to be very hard on people at Judgment Day who did something like that. Now, someone who, you know, Lord knows they're wrong, but who honestly believes that the Mormon Church is true and changes their faith, they're going to have a lot less to explain than someone who did it for an earthly cause. Guess what? What did Jesus say? I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will acknowledge before the angels of God. What does acknowledging Jesus look like? Well, sometimes it's with our lips. Jesus Christ is Lord. And not just saying Jesus Christ is Lord, but showing that he is Lord by making his teachings yours. And also by following these teachings. Because we really acknowledge him when we accept his teachings and preach them both with our actions and our words. But here's the things that should cause each one of us pause. But whoever denies me before others will be denied before the angels of God. You don't want to be there. I don't want to be there. No one wants to be denied before the angels of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.